To transform a hollowed-out log into a dugout canoe requires more than expert carving. It requires steam, and lots of it. Last week, KCAW's Emily Russell was at Eagle Beach and has this story.
David Katzik sings and drums alongside the nearly 30-foot-long canoe and its 5-man carving crew. The men stomp their feet to the beat. Katzik is a Tlingit leader, originally from Klukwan. He traveled down from Juneau for the canoe staming. Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people have carved canoes for generations. They fought wars and fished rivers from those canoes. Today, the vessel, it's more of a symbol, but Katzik says it's still significant.
A canoe is not just a vessel that goes over water. It represents a people's journey in life. The journey that we started thousands upon thousands of years ago, and we're still here on that journey. We are not gone, we are not lost.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute teamed up with Sitka National Historical Park to preserve the tradition, bringing in master carver Steve Brown to train 4 apprentice carvers, TJ Young, Jared Ann Nicholas Galanin, and Tommy Joseph. After Katzik offers an invocation, Joseph walks down to a water pump on the beach. Fire hoses fill the canoe with about 10 inches of seawater. 2 bonfires on either side heat up football-sized lava rocks, Joseph explains.
Here in about an hour, when these rocks are red hot, we'll start filling the baskets up and put them inside the canoe. We have a big tarp to cover the whole thing.
The idea, Joseph says, is to let the heat and pressure from the steam widen the canoe, making it sturdier.
The boat right now, as it sits, it's a beautiful boat, but it's not seaworthy. It'd be real tippy. Now, steaming and spreading, we're going to get about 14 to 16 inches wider in steaming the boat. So it softens the wood and makes it so that it'll be a seaworthy boat. It'll be near impossible to flip over.
The process is long, but the fires are warm and the mood is light among friends and family and the Park Service staff. They've all gathered to watch. Every hour or so, men rake away embers from the fire and shovel 3 or 4 hot rocks into metal baskets. Those baskets are then slowly placed inside the canoe. Clouds of steam and smoke fill the air. A huge green tarp covers the canoe and the steam gets to work. Jared Galanin, one of the apprentice carvers, peeks inside.
Just listening to see if it's like boiling still and if it's active, if we need to replace the rocks. Put your ear in there and listen.
Put your ear in there.
So I do. It pops and fizzes like a freshly poured glass of soda. When the fizzing dies down, it's time to take the tarp off and put in a fresh batch of hot rocks. I'm standing next to Steve Brown. He's the master carver Sea Alaska and the park brought up from Washington.
There's been canoes we've made in Ketchikan, Rango, Glacier Bay, Una, Tukwan. Did I say Rango already?
Brown, he's not Alaska native, but his knowledge and dedication to the craft have won him wide respect among native people from the region. This knowledge, it can't be passed on in books. Steaming a canoe is equal parts art and science.
It'll be significantly bigger than it was. And the ends will be higher. The bottom will be flat. Right now the bottom arches up. And the sides will not only bend outward, but they'll also be down lower too. So it radically changes shape.
After an entire day of steaming, the canoe is 16 inches wider. Tlingit leader David Katzik says the vessel isn't the last thing that changes shape. He's heard back from men after their first time on the water who say there's something spiritual about being in a traditionally crafted canoe.
They'll come up teary-eyed with smiles on their face and saying, "Something happened to me when I was out there on the water with all the others. My life has changed. My life will never be the same."
Reporting from Eagle Beach in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.